Psachim Chapter 9, Mishnah 8. A Pesach Shinis Arev Bezvachim. If a Korban Pesach gets mixed up with other offerings. An example would be that if there are three lambs, one's a Korban Pesach and one's a burnt offering and one is a sin offering. So in these cases over here, they all get mixed up and we don't know now, the person doesn't watch, and we don't know now which lamb was for the peace offering, which was for the sin offering, which was for the Korban Pesach. In this case over here, Kulan Yiru Achi Stavu, what we have to do is we put them out to pasture and we have to let them develop a blemish. And we can't do it any other way because the procedure for the different offerings was different. And therefore one can't just take any of the lambs and offer it for one of the korbanos, because if that lamb was designated as a different kind of sacrifice, it has to be offered up according to the correct procedures for that kind of sacrifice. And so we don't know what's going on over here. And we can't just assume and we can't guess. And so what we do is we'd have to put them all out to pasture. And then when they get a blemish, via machru, we sell the animal. Via viu b'dumei ha'yafe shebahin miminzeh, u'b'dumei ha'yafe shebahin miminzeh. And then what we do is whatever was the most expensive animal. So if the most expensive animal, let's say he had three animals and he sold them off, he gets half a seller for one seller for the other and two sellers for the third, he's now got to bring three animals, one for each kind of offering that he had. So he'd have to bring a Korban Pesach, and this is assuming it's still before Pesach and Pesach hasn't passed, one for a burnt offering and one for a guilt offering. He'd have to buy three new animals, but he'd have to buy each animal for the larger amount, the two sellers. So he's got to now spend more money than he did originally. Because of the confusion, he can't go down in value. He's got to buy the most expensive animal for each of the three sacrifices. The yafsid ha-moisa mi-baisa, and the excess money that he's going to spend, he has to fund by himself. So if the original animals he bought were worth half, one and two, that's three and a half. Now he's got to buy three replacement animals for two each, because he got confused and he didn't know which was which animal. So now he's got to spend six, and the extra two and a half, he's got to fund that out of his own pocket. Nisarev bebechoras. Next case, if a Pesach offering gets mixed up with the firstborn offering. Now, the Pesach offering and the firstborn offering, the procedure for the blood sprinkling is the same. There's no difference over here. So they can offer the animals up in the same way. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon says, Im chavuras kohanim, if all the people for that Pesach offering are kohanim, the kohanim are allowed to eat the firstborn, a bechor. And therefore the kohanim could offer up both of these animals, the Pesach and the bechor, yachelu, and then they would eat the two animals together on the night of Pesach. And they would make a condition according to Rabbi Shimon, and they say, whatever is the Korban Pesach and should be offered as a Korban Pesach, and whatever is a firstborn should be offered as a firstborn. And then when they're eating it, they will have in mind, well, they will at least eat a kazas from the Korban Pesach, because they're going to eat from both animals, and they will therefore have fulfilled their obligation. They're not brought in the Mishnah, but brought in the commentary, is that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim say that that we can't do this procedure, and what we have to do over here is we have to put the two animals out to pasture until they develop a blemish, and we'd have to follow that route rather than offering them both up on condition, as Rabbi Shimon would suggest. And then he also brings over here that the halacha follows the sages. So what we would do is we wouldn't offer up these two animals, we'd rather put them out to pasture to develop a blemish.